Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
It's the Riders on the radio. Come on, park and saddle up and go. Get ready for the Cowboy Show. Yo-ray, yo-ray, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats, Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Yodel-ay-you. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
Yeah. Howdy, folks.
And now, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Howdy, howdy, and thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million baby chicks over Border Radio. Saddle Pals, this is Ranger Doug, idol of American youth, welcoming you once again to Riders Radio Theater on this, the 1,851st performance in our long and semi-illustrious career. And as we normally do at this point in the program, let me take a moment to introduce Riders in the Sky to you. To my left, that's your right, as you gather around your super heterodyne this evening, the young man who plays the string bass in our trio. He's a recovering Rogaine abuser, Too Slim.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Yep, Ranger Doug, one thing I've learned, one hair at a time.
And to my right, that's
easy
your left. His Royal Majesty, Woody Paul, the King of the Cowboy Fiddlers, soon to be released as a single.
Woody.
Hi, friends.
Hello.
Hi. And God bless you for that wonderful, warm, and generous applause. I can't wait to test the market. And ladies and gentlemen, to my left, the man that does most of the talking around our ranch, he's known by a disc jockey out in Kansas as probably, well, no, the most outstanding voice in country music today.
He's known as the Velveeta Fog.
The idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Thank you, Saddle Pals. Let's get this issue of Riders Radio Theater underway with a Bob Nolan classic from the 30s. I grab my saddle horn and blow.
One, two, three, four.
Anytime I get the urge to travel, anywhere the tumbleweeds grow, happy when my feet are scratching gravel, I grab my saddle horn and blow. Oh, you may think a certain place has got me, and from there I never will roam, but you son of a gun, I bet 100 to 1, I grab my saddle horn and blow.
Traveled all around this country, I guess I've been most everywhere. I've been from coast to coast and way down south, I know the tongue of frosty air. I like the feel of saddle leather, and I love my pony when she sways. As I ride along, I'll sing this song and go roaming all the rest of my days.
Anytime I get the urge to travel, anywhere the tumbleweeds grow, happy when my feet are scratching gravel, I grab my saddle horn and blow. Oh, you may think a certain place has got me, and from there I never will roam, but you son of a gun, I bet 100 to 1, I grab my saddle horn and blow.
Don't touch that dial, Saddle Pals. We'll be back with more Riders Radio Theater right after this timely message from El Philo Larry Mammoth.
Friends, El Philo Larry Mammoth here with a message of hope. Now, friends, as you no doubt know, the incredible success of Riders Radio Theater has brought the arcane practice of yodeling back to mainstream America. But this epiglottal bonanza is not without its drawbacks. Listen to this distressing scene of domestic discord.
Nothing like settling down on a freezing Sunday afternoon to watch a good football game.
Don't let it.
The Packers are going to the 45-yard line here.
Junior, stop torturing the cat, Junior.
I'm not torturing the cat, Dad. I'm practicing the art of yodeling like I heard on Riders Radio Theater.
Oh, son, that's an outdoor answer.
I can't go outside, Dad. It's 20 degrees below zero out there.
Son, I'm afraid you'll have to go outside. If you won't stop, I'm just going to have to grab you up by the scruff of your neck and carry you to the door and open it up and throw you out of the family jail. Dad, we'll close the door on yodeling in this house. Now, how are the Packers doing?
Think this scene can only happen in homes with teenagers? Listen to this. Garvin and Mary Dressel had 50 years of wedded bliss until one evening when, well, let Garvin tell it in his own words.
Yep, 50 years we've been married. And one night, Mama comes rolling in from the Grange Social, all lubricated up, climbs in the bathtub with all the clothes on, and starts yodeling at the top of her lungs. Would you listen to that, caterwauling? Say, so about 4 hours later, I strolls in and asks her real polite-like, Mama, you want to hold it down, hon? I'm trying to sleep, cupcake. Well, she looks up at me, I can still see it, and says, make me. Well, you know what happened next.
Sad, isn't it? But the real tragedy here is that it didn't have to happen. Why? Because Mammoth Marketing has come up with a dynamic breakthrough in home yodeling, announcing the amazing new Mammoth Yodeldrome. This marvel is the answer to all your household yodeling needs. Its unique engineering design allows for carefree, easy installation. It sets up within minutes in a corner of your living room den or some forgotten closet. Then, the next time you feel an uncontrollable urge to yodel, merely step inside the colorful plastic Yodeldrome, pull up the zipper behind you,
and yodel to your heart's content. Let's listen to those domestic yodeling scenes again, but this time with a Mammoth Yodeldrome in the house.
Gosh, I sure feel great today. Yodeling!
Son, remember what happened last time.
Don't worry, Dad. I'm headed for my yodel drone.
Makes you wish Norman Rockwell and the Saturday Evening Post were still around, doesn't it? Now let's check in on our golden anniversary couple.
Sweetheart, I'm going to bed now, sweetheart. How about taking that sweet yodeling to your yodel drone?
Make me!
My pleasure, Mama!
Now, friends, I'm sure by now you know your home needs a yodeldrome at any cost. But don't worry, you don't have to take out a second mortgage, because if you act at once, I'm going to send you a patented Mammoth Yodeldrome for the incredible low price of only $9.99. You heard me right, only $9.99. Get a pencil and paper ready. Here's how to order.
To get your patented plastic Mammoth Yodeldrome delivered in a plain brown wrapper right to your door, simply have your Visa, Albanian Express, or MasterCard ready and phone 1-900-NO-YODEL. That's 1-900-NO-YODEL. And remember, it's not a toll-free call. And now back to Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Well, of course, as many of you have noticed, we have a special guest with us tonight. And since Too Slim is the man in charge of our special guests here on Riders Radio Theater, I thought you might like the pleasure of introducing him.
Oh, dango, Ranger Dog. A wonderful.
Too Slim.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, Ranger Dog. Whenever I hear the Cowpolka King, I start talking like Lawrence Welk. Ladies and gentlemen, our special guest is Joey the Cowpolka King.
A big hand, ladies and gentlemen.
I am, Ranger Duck, am so thrilled to have the Cow Polka King on the show because he can take any tune and make it into a polka. That's why he's the king.
Come on, Slim.
Yes, he can.
Anything? That's impossible.
Any tune in the world, Ranger Doug. I've heard him do it. Cowboy Joey, are you ready for some tunes here? Well,
gosh, he even talks like an accordion.
He's the Sultan of the Stomach Steinway. Wow.
How about a Western tune? I'll bet he couldn't do a Western tune.
Oh, he can do any tune. Just pick one. How about Tumbling Tumbleweeds?
All right, that's great, Joey, but, I mean, Waltz Across Texas is a waltz, right? You can't do a waltz to a polka tune. Well, I guess you can.
Come on, Joey. I just got a great idea. Maybe we can get the folks in the audience to shout out numbers, and Joey will turn them into polkas. Louie, Louie, wow. Wait a minute. What?
Beethoven's fifth.
Guys, it's amazing how alike they all sound, isn't it?
Gee. What about When You Wish Upon a Star, Joe?
No, you can't. How about a Latin beat? You can't do a Latin beat polka. How about Frenesi?
Also not jealousy.
Frenesi, right. Jealousy. Yeah. Wow, that's great.
Joey, the cow polka kid.
Yeah.
I think that all this combined royalty should gather together and play a tune. The King of the Cowboy Fiddlers and the Cow Polka King.
I think that would be amazing, don't you, Ranger?
Good. Well, since you've been practicing for about 2 hours, maybe we can get through Silver Bells here.
Everybody, fall down. Kishka.
Who stole the barrel? The Cow Polka King.
Riders Radio Theater is taped before a live audience at the Johnson Theater at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center at the Johnson Theater in Nashville, Tennessee. Easy for me to say. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 10 of the exciting melodrama, Meltdown on the Mesa, The Big Blast. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, in our last episode, Ranger Doug finished relating the tale of how he became a ranger, and our intrepid cowboys, after a short night's rest, faced the dawn of a new day full of old problems.
Boy, things sure are bleak.
Boy, they sure are, Slim. We're in a heap of trouble.
We got no herd thanks to that mysterious stampede.
We got no bunkhouse thanks to that mysterious fire.
And somebody's trying to kill us.
And our mortgage payment is due the day after tomorrow, and we have no money to pay it.
Fortunately, it was then that Ranger Doug came up with an inspired plan to save the day.
Boys, we could...
We could put on a show!
Great idea, Ranger Doug!
It'll be a blast!
But even as the riders made plans for their big benefit show, the dastardly Slocum, believing them to be dead, see episode number 5, was on the phone speaking in a mysterious code to a certain Mr. Biggs about a blast of a different nature.
Mr. May Igsbay? This is Oakum Slay. All systems are go, and tonight we can bring the reactor on Einlay.
Who is this mysterious Mr. Biggs? What is the ominous portent of Slocum's devilish encoded message? Will Riders in the Sky Big Benefit Show be a success? Time to find out, Saddle Pals, as we present episode 10 of the exciting Western melodrama, Meltdown on the Mesa. Tonight, the Big Blast. As the morning sun warms Tumbleweed Valley, Riders in the Sky set out to revive their fading fortunes.
Okay, let's get organized, boys. Woody and Slim, pull some of those timbers together and build us a stage. I'll head up to the high pasture and get Turbo and the other horses. Then I'll put up posters announcing tonight's show all over the valley. Let's get going, boys.
Great plan, Ranger Doug. We don't have much in the way of tools, just a couple of hammers and our God-given two hands. But we'll get a stage built. Right, Woody?
Right you are, Slim. Come on, let's get started.
Okay, we'll put the yodeldrome over here.
Yeah, this will be
That's
good.
That's the cowboy way. I'll be back soon, fellas.
Ranger Doug.
What?
And now's a great chance to put my SDI into effect. You remember talking about it 7 or 8 episodes ago, don't you?
I'm afraid I probably don't.
Sure you do. My SDI, Side Meat Defense Initiative. I burn money for fuel, I float around up in a balloon, and when intruders show up, I pop them with biscuits made out of the...
hardest substance known to man.
Well, what do you say?
Oh, Side Meat.
What?
Let's talk about this later. Right now, we've got to get this place spruced up for the dance. There'll be a lot of nice ladies here, and we want it to look awfully good.
Oh, women. Oh, not for me. Oh.
Well, I'll just take matters into my own hands.
Oh.
I got
more biscuits to make, more balloons to launch, more money to burn. Oh.
Later that afternoon, two malevolent sociopaths gallop down the main trail to town.
Hold it, Charlie.
What is it, Slocum?
I want to read the poster on this tree.
Yeah,
let's
right.
see. Big benefit show and dance, huh? Starring Riders in the Sky and Joey the Cowpoke King, Triple X Ranch, 7 o'clock tomorrow night? Wait a minute. They're not only not dead, they're giving a dance. Charlie, do you know what this means?
Yeah, boss. It means we got to shave and polish our
boots. No! You idiot. It means we got to get back to the hideout and make some new plans. Plans that turn this revolting development into a benefit for us. yeah, us.
A benefit, right.
Yeah.
But despite sociopaths, voodoo economics, and Middle Eastern unrest, Riders in the Sky roll their big sleeves up and do what they do best. Put on a show.
At the Cowboy Jubilee.
And by 18 of the next day, the show is underway and a huge success.
Hey! Thank you, Saddle Pals. Thank you. We sure do appreciate all of you coming out for our big benefit and dance. As you know, we really had a bad day here yesterday, but I think we've raised enough money here tonight to meet our mortgage payment, start to restore our herd, get a new Vaughn Monroe poster, and build a new wing on the orphanage as well. It's time to introduce our special guest. Slim, do you want to do the honors?
Wonderful and wonderful. Dank you, Ranger Dog.
Slim,
yes.
That is the worst Ed Sullivan imitation I've ever heard.
It's Lawrence Welk, a Ranger Dog.
Sound more like Richard Nixon than
me. Well, just get on with it, will you?
Dank you, boys. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here with the 140, young at heart, is a Joey the Cow Polka King playing the mortgage payment polka. Joey?
While merriment and frivolity prevail at the Big Riders' benefit, Slocum and Charlie, as you might expect, are planning a surprise ending to the day's events, as we shall shortly see. But first...
Boys, I think we'd better put a couple of extra guards on duty tonight.
Why, Ranger Doug?
Well, I hear Slocum and Charlie are planning a little surprise for us.
Gosh, where'd you hear that, Ranger Doug?
Well, Texas Bix Bender just said it. Weren't you listening?
No, I wasn't.
Me neither. There's so much going on.
Yes. Hard to keep up with all these plot convolutions.
I guess that's why Ranger Doug's the I Love American Youth.
Indeed it is, too slim, for even as the extra guards take up their positions, Ranger Doug's theory is borne out. Slocum and Charlie arrive at the dance, but remain unseen in a small cottonwood grove nearby.
Now, Slocum?
No, Charlie, not yet. Wait till everybody's gathered around all teary-eyed, singing happy trails. Then make your little withdrawal. They'll be too sappy to react.
Right, Slocum, sappy.
Yeah, I'll see you back at the hideout. I gotta let Mr. Biggs know I'm bringing the reactor online tonight.
Right.
By the way, be extra careful. I hear they put some extra guards on duty.
Right. Say, Slocum, where'd you hear that?
On the radio. Texas Pick just mentioned it. Weren't you listening?
Yeah, but I guess I just missed it.
I guess that's why I'm the boss around here. I got the brains.
Brains? Oh, you think that's the reason, is it?
Yeah.
Brains? What makes you think you've got any brains, Slocum?
Hey, Charlie, hey, I don't like the way you're acting.
Oh, yeah? Well, don't you think you're overplaying a little yourself?
Yeah. Well. Yeah, look, you get the money, shoot the accordion player, and I'll see you back at the hideout.
Right.
Meanwhile, floating in the dark sky, high above these two hams, is the familiar, wizened figure of yet another player in tonight's melodrama.
Yeah, I better throw another chip on the fire and see if I can get any higher.
Boy, I wish... Wow, that was a light one. I wish I had some money to burn.
Hey, that looks like Slocum down there. I wonder what that sidewinder's up to. I think I'll just tag along and see.
Thank you, Saddletowns. And now speaking for all of us, to all of you,
happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you.
Ah! We've been robbed! Oh, no!
Oh, get the horses, boys! Are you all right, Miss Marm?
Yes, but he got all the money!
Here are the horses, Ranger Doug.
Which way did he go, Miss Marm?
He went that way!
I thought as much. Ready, boys?
Ready, Ranger Doug. Say, Joey, how about some chase music?
Let's ride!
There he is! Over there on the crest of that hill!
He's getting away!
Will Charlie make his getaway? What vile, hideous plan is Slocum using nuclear power to accomplish? Which way is that way? To find out the answers to these questions, be sure to tune in next week when we'll hear Slocum say...
Hey, Charlie, what say you and me do a little fission tonight? Get it? Fission? Fission?
Boss, leave the comedy to Too Slim, okay?
And side meat say...
Slocum, I got a biscuit here with your name on it. Oh.
The tide of events in our exciting Western melodrama is racing towards a shattering conclusion. It could come as early as next week, so you won't want to miss episode 11 of Meltdown on the Mesa, Critical Mass, coming next week to this theater of the mind. Now let's join Riders in the Sky and enjoy the Cow Polka King for today's Classic of the West.
Thank you, Texas Bix. Saddle Pals, we'd like to take you back now with a song whose simple melody we all learned as children, but whose lasting beauty makes it a true, timeless classic of the West. We'd like to send it out to little Stevie Reisman, who listens to Riders Radio Theater over KOAP in Portland, Oregon. From this valley, they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile, for they say you'll be taking the sunshine that has brightened our pathway a while.
Mighty pretty, Ranger Doug, mighty pretty.
Come and sit by my side. If you love me,
let's get everybody to sing with us, boys. Come on.
Do
not hasten to bid me adieu.
That's okay, huh?
Just remember the Red River Valley.
Really, there's three of us up here. We can handle it all. Right?
And the cowboy who loved you, you so true.
Let's all sway back and forth. Everybody at home, too.
Same direction now.
Not the drivers, though. You can have a designated swayer.
As you go to your home by the ocean, may you never forget those bright hours that we spent in the Red River Valley, and the love that we pledged mid the flowers. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Not hasten to bid me adieu. Just remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who loved you so true.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. And so concludes another exciting chapter of Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you, Joey,
the Cow Polka King. We'll be back next week, same time, same station. So tune us in. Speaking for Two Slim.
Speak for me, Ranger Doug.
Speaking for Woody Paul.
Speak for me, Ranger Doug.
And speaking for Joey, the Cow Polka King. This is Ranger Doug, Idol of American Youth, saying from all of us to all of you.
So long, saddle pals, it's been so good to see ya. Farewell, saddle pals, we really hate to leave ya. But the doggies are a-lowin', roundup time is nigh. A prairie moon is callin' from a starry western sky.
More information on Riders in the Sky, the fabulous Two Slims Mercantile, Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, right to Riders Radio Theater, Post Office Box 277, Whites Creek, Tennessee, 37189. Funding for this program was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This has been a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WPLN Productions. So long, Saddle Pal.
Goodbye, Saddle Pal.